Blog Talk Radio.
This is Virtual Interactive Chat with David Sponheim.
Oh, and if my feelings start to pressure you, it's alright. I will give you time.
This is your chance to speak out and make a difference.
We're back again for another really fantastic chat talking about the subjects at hand. I really like that music. It makes me realize that men and women should get together and, communicate, be a part of each other's lives, you know. And that's why I integrated my voice with the original music that I added to that track to kind of give it a full-flavored feel. You know, when we talk about radio, you're really bringing people into an emotional perspective, because we're all getting more and more emotional lately, and we need to actually feel the pain of the wars that Donald Trump is trying to push upon us. We really need to gauge why this guy has gotten away with this ridiculous behavior, and what is his end game. And I don't think he really has an end game. I think he plays by the seat of his pants. He flies by the seat of his pants. I think he's simply reacting to the Russian investigation by using our military around the world to instigate wars and trigger other nations like North Korea and Syria. Yeah, it's pathetic that he's doing this, and it's putting us all at a very big risk of possibly, seeing a draft, seeing a ground war in Syria with Russia. All of these scenarios could play out at any time. I'm looking to the left because I'm actually looking to the right, but it looks like to the left. I've got the radio show over here, so I'll be looking to see if I get any calls at this number, 646-787-8366. Yeah, you have to press the 1 in order to get through. So, well, he's got us in the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War, and he's also got us starting a war in Syria, which, kind of sucks. And sending 1,500 troops into Syria was a gross violation of Syrian sovereignty, and there's no justification for it, even from a UN perspective. So Trump is freewheeling on his own, using all these techniques to avert our attention from his Russian connection to Putin. And whether Putin has the dirt on him or not, the FBI and the CIA sign on saying that they definitely have valid proof that the dossier is real, 35 pages, linking it to a couple of videotapes of him in a Moscow hotel room, apparently having sex. That's what they're saying. And that's enough to push this guy to the edge of the brink of his own sanity. I believe he's been living a lie his entire life, pretending to be Mr. Nice Guy when he's obviously had issues with women, which he can't cover up. We know all kinds of dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Don't go unnoticed. We are seeing the outcome now with his behavior. Trump wants regime change in Syria, extended U.S.-led wars in Yemen, Afghanistan, and South Sudan. According to Global Research, they've got a story on this. Globalresearch.ca is a really good site, by the way. Trump wants a regime change in Syria. Yeah, well, it's not his choice. It's really the choice of Henry Kissinger and others who run the Council on Foreign Relations and basically have kept our country pushing deeper and deeper into other countries' faces, making us out to be the bad guys when we're obviously being controlled from within by these powerful moneyed interests. Nope. My insights are going into a collector's museum. We have two Honda Insights that we really cherish. And, yeah, get a Geo Metro. Yeah, they're great. They still make 50-mile-per-gallon distances. They may be used, but they're doing really well. Yeah, you have to press 1 to enter the queue if you want to call into this phone call conversation. And we're not getting a professional plan at Blog Talk Radio, which costs a lot of money. What I did was I just went and got a subscription to Skype, and I have an unlimited Skype call capability. I know, you don't have to call in. It's cool. But having this ability now is kind of cool. I've got a year of unlimited Skype calls. Somebody said, go to Best Buy and get a $30 card, and it was tax-free, too. It was included in the cost. $30 gets me $76 worth of airtime. They say that's the equivalent value. So, not at 50 horsepower, maybe so, but yeah. My car doesn't have horsepower. The Hyundai, we've got the battery back going up hills, and it charges going down hills, which is great. But I bought these cars as collector's items. I listened to Jay Leno, and he said that the Honda Insight will be the collector's item of the future. And I'm banking it's not going to be an Edsel. So, yeah, I kind of collect things. It's one of the hobbies I've got. I collect Blog Talk radio shows. Here's a caller from local. Yeah. Hey, caller from the Seattle area. What's going on?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Doing okay. Hi. So, we're up and running with a new caller. Are you the caller from last night?
No, this is my first time calling in.
Oh, great. Okay. Do you have any questions for tonight?
Well, yeah,
talking about Truth Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I just heard you say something about Trump not having a choice as far as the wars that are going on. And if that's true, and it's not in control of the president about war action as commander-in-chief, and then how do we as the people affect any change in our foreign policy if we can't depend on the president that we elected to have control over these issues?
Well, you're in luck. We've got Donald Trump has given over the authority of our military operations to the Secretary of Defense, who is a former general. So it's kind of nice to know that, you know, we've got at least a military mind working. That's why you're not seeing our troops or our naval fleets in position that Donald Trump said they would be in. They've been making all kinds of strange maneuvers, and they claim that they've got their... In reality, what they were doing is trying to avert Donald Trump from screwing everything up. So I think we're in good hands with the military, providing strength at every level. But honestly, Trump gave up the control of the military. He's just barking orders at this point. Mattis's defense secretary is the former general, and he's really quite capable of doing what he has to do. So I'm not concerned about the military. I think he's in a really strong position. And I think your radio is on. I'm getting a back feed from you. You may want to turn your radio off in the back or your internet headphones or something. Anyway, yeah, that's a good question, but I don't think we as people can choose anything other than a third party. That's why we're doing this show. We need a new direction. We're not controlled by the New World Order. You have a question beyond that, or?
No, just one other comment, and I agree essentially with what you're saying, is that we need a system outside of the present status quo, because the Democrats and the Republicans and even the so-called Libertarian, Green Party, all the third parties that we've had up to now have been a failure, have been just totally unresponsive to what we need. Now, if we can't hold the people that we elect accountable for their actions, if the people want an end to the war, and yet we can't depend on our president to end the war, and then what real hope is there, Dave? I mean, how much change can we expect? I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll hang up and I'll just keep listening to you.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Great question. I'm going to give you guys some hope. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Good call. Good question. I'm at the same position you are. I'm frustrated. I've been frustrated ever since Barack Obama became president, and I noticed that he was doing the work of Henry Kissinger, pushing deeper into a war in Syria with rebels. The rebels getting funding, I even said that I would have reversed that. I would have not given rebels funding. But Donald Trump decided this was a good way to change the discussion, the dialogue, the talking points that we talk about. So now we talk about the wars overseas instead of talking about how Russia was in bed with Trump for 3 years prior to the election. And we know now that this is all true, and now we have to expect our Congress to do something. The only way they're going to avert war, because war is the go-to thing for Donald Trump. He wants to start wars. His handlers want to start wars. They want people to be dead. The people who run the world monetary system are running out of options. They've expanded their credit to the nth degree, and they need a war to expand their credit some more and to justify more spending. And what they're doing is using this as a way to make money. They make money on ordnance like Tomahawk missiles. In fact, Donald Trump is invested in Tomahawk missiles, so even he profits himself by selling that stuff. Even he profits from the Dakota Access Pipeline. Donald Trump has got his financial fingers in all these areas, too. So he profits from war. So clearly they got a war hawkish president who's using it to deflect any questions about his Russian connection. Now, if we do go to war with Russia, Donald Trump won't have national security under control because he's already been told that he doesn't receive intel reports on Russia because they're investigating Russia. So say this scenario plays out. Donald Trump continues to push deeper and deeper because his handlers are telling him, yeah, we have to go deeper into this war. He himself will have a dividing point where Putin is going to make a phone call and say, Mr. Trump, we are going to release the sex tapes on you if you keep doing this. And then he'll have a decision. Does he want the size of his penis in front of the American people on TV? Or does he want to actually, withdraw from a war and appease Putin? Or does he want to do Kissinger's work and keep pushing for war and send our troops off to die and the Russian troops off to die? So these scenarios will play out as we move forward with the Trump-like strategy. Hi, caller. Welcome. 843 area code.
Yes, sir. This is Dano from the chat.
Oh, hey, Dano. Yeah, we know you in the chat. Yep. Cool.
I was going to tell you tomorrow, Trump's doing his tax cut plans down to 15% brackets from 35. Yeah. How do you think that's going to turn out?
Well, it's really it doesn't really help people who make less than a certain amount of money that pay 17% tax. They may have a little bit of tax,
right?
Plans, but for the people,
so it's not going to help the middle class people.
No, it won't, and it will. It doesn't do what my flat tax does, which eliminates tax deductions
right.
and tax credits to companies. They're not even paying 5% right now with a 34% tax, so it's almost irrelevant, but it'll help people
crazy.
Who don't have a lot of shelters like Trump, so they'll benefit.
I mean, yeah, and you heard of President Obama, or usurper President Obama, just went and gave a speech to Goldman Sachs for $400,000.
Yeah.
The very thing
They're
that he said he wouldn't do, he did.
They're on the take. Yeah, exactly. Hillary's implicated in receiving Russian money. John Podesta received a receipt that he didn't report as a stock dividend. He had 75,000 shares in a Russian company given to him. John Podesta.
Right.
Powerful people. So the Russian connection goes all the way to the Democrats and the Republicans. It's not just Trump. He's been off the gravy train, milking the Russian government for 10 years, won't show his tax returns. So we're stuck here wondering, well, will this investigation amount to anything? Or are we going to let Trump use wars around the world to cover his ass?
There is a reason he picks Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State, and he has all these contracts with the Russians and Google.
Rex Tillerson's
got
a dark... Yeah, there's a reason why, because Rex Tillerson is the money man on a big oil deal in the Baltic with Russia, and he's the guy who's probably violated the sanctions Obama put in place, and Rex Tillerson's the guy who's benefiting from those removed. So Rex Tillerson's kind of at the center of why Russian intelligence was communicating with Michael Flynn, Lieutenant Michael Flynn. They wanted to get the sanctions removed. And the entire
cabinet. Michael Flynn broke the law, though.
He definitely broke the law, but they're not prosecuting him. So I'm beginning to see the Democrats act like, we're gonna ask for the money back. That's not enough.
Yeah, the Democrats have no message. We need a third party like yours.
We definitely need something to see.
Same corporate people on both sides. I mean, we need a third party.
We do need a third party. And these two corporate parties we've got.
say, like, in the 1970s or 80s, you'd hear the Republicans or all these corporation people. Now the Democrats are the same way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're totally bought off. Ever since John Kerry is one of the richest Democrats out there, these people are in it for money. They make money. They can do insider trading. People don't realize Congress can do insider trading and get away with it. It's totally legal.
Yeah.
Most people don't
even
know
that. And they don't have to be on Obamacare.
Right. The thing is, Obamacare is sucking us dry. I got a letter from Health and Human Services today claiming my house was randomly chosen to check for drug for use of alcohol and tobacco.
That's
and other
crazy.
Substances. And drug use and health. And I'm going, okay. And it came like 5 days before, and the guy came to my this guy, he came to my door, he actually presented himself today. And he said, yeah, I need to know who's on drugs and who's on alcohol. I said, well, I don't need to give any information out to you at all. This is ridiculous. The government's spending a lot of money on this solicitation. It's been going on since 1971. And they already dole out to people in my area. Why wouldn't they just use that as a barometer to see how much money they have to give this area? Why do they have to have a survey? Well, yeah, and he says he wants to have a survey. He wants to have a team of regulators, a task force of regulators.
Yeah.
Get rid of regulations. A task force of regulators to get rid of regulations. He's paying for more government. They're making more government. The Republicans and Democrats are making more government. Everywhere you turn, they're making more government. They're cutting. They're adding another group to do a patrolling and check and do a survey.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, yeah, I'll let you go after this, but I have probably just one more comment to make / question, I guess. Your mobile medical units idea is perfect. That's, like, one of the most genius things you've come up with. Instead
Thank
of
you.
Single-payer health care, like some people were saying in the chat, they talk about single-payer, and you'd have all these tax rates go up and all that, and no one would be hired, and
it would hurt business. Single payer, 7.5% from the employee, 7.5% from the employer.
Yeah.
It's untenable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. True. Okay, well, thank you very much. That's a good point. I'll bring up my mobile medical unit on the screen here. The rapid response MMU, there'd be 200 of these around the country initially with a cost of $1 billion initially, which is very affordable. And they'd be able to roll up and get back from copays.
Because the ER is a ripoff.
Healthcare is a total ripoff. We'll be talking about healthcare in depth tomorrow because healthcare is obviously the biggest suck monster next to the military and our budget. And I want to get these things to make money back. We're going to have them sell marijuana in the back of there. I want to legalize marijuana, so we'll be able to sell marijuana in the back of these mobile medical units to finance their operations. I'm not kidding. As well as copays that people come in and pay with. So,
right. I'll let you go now. You have a good one. I love your show. Thank you for doing it every night. You're a dedicated person and a good American.
Thank you, Dano. I appreciate you recognizing that, man. All right.
Yes, sir. You have to take care. All right.
All right. Take care, you too. Okay. Dano, calling in. So we'll be able to sell 1 gram and 3.5 gram packets in the back in a kiosk. And you won't get a smell test or anything like you do in Oregon, where you go into a recreational marijuana store and start opening up beautiful jars. I went down there to Portland a couple weeks ago. Sarah did an event, and about a month ago, actually. And it was amazing. I went into this Oregon First place, downtown Portland. And it's kind of like they take you in individually, and they show you these jars of marijuana, and they're all over the place. And the guy has these little tweezers that he pulls out a little bud, and he says, okay, you want this bud? I put it in there. You pick whatever bud you want. It's amazing. And you smell it, the whole thing. And, no, you can buy it in our state of Washington or in Oregon or in California. California is coming. I don't think they've got their retail establishment set up. But you can grow it in California yourself for personal use, I think up to 4 plants. We're not allowed to do that in Washington. You have to apply for a permit to grow it in Washington, in which you become a grower, and I think it's like $1,300 or something to get a permit per year. So this is a growing industry. Marijuana legalization will help our country immensely on all different levels. It's already helping bring tax revenues. Washington State alone has received nearly $400 million in tax revenues since they started. So no problem. I think you did great, Dano. I mean, you guys don't have to be nervous. I'm an old pro at this. I've been doing radio since I was born, practically. So a bulletproof blimp spy plane has been developed now. My idea is moving forward on many different ideas can create new ideas and spawn new concepts. I don't have a proprietary interest in the blimp plane. As you know, I don't care to profit from it, so I don't care when people take ideas like that. But it is unfortunate that Donald Trump and others have used my ideas as original ideas, but they weren't. My ideas are original. Them stealing them is not original. Bulletproof NSA spy blimp that could listen in on cell phone calls spied on New York. Shocking leaked documents claim. Oh, wow. So the New York sent this bulletproof, it's a bulletproof blimp into the air in 04. That's pretty funny. I've never seen a blimp with surveillance equipment on it like that. Well, good for them. They get to spy on everyone's cell phone calls. Isn't that special? These people must feel all powerful, I'll tell you. And our government's become too big for their britches. And they act like they have free reign over everyone's privacy. There's no one, you know, protecting everyone from that. And as the executive branch would be filled by me, I would be your representative to stop this overtaking police state that Donald Trump is encouraging and Obama encouraged. I would be the one to stop the excessive use of traffic cops across the country. I'm going to earmark dollars, federal dollars, to every city and state municipal police department, and make sure that they are on board with my sensitivity training plan, where you have a shoot-to-maim policy, not a shoot-to-kill policy. We're going to try to eliminate all the unnecessary deaths across the country of people opening their door going, oh, you don't have a warrant. Take your hand off the gun. You don't have a warrant. Take your hand off the gun. Boom. And they're dead. This is happening all across the country. People think they have the right to carry, open carry in their house. Cops open the door. They don't care. They don't even care if they have a warrant. If there's suspicion of something going on, they can just blow the guy away. Yeah, nobody's doing anything to stop this. So a shoot-to-maim policy is what I'm proposing. Americans have the right to bear arms, period. But if you hold a gun on an officer, they can shoot to kill you. But if your hand's down to the side and you're even near a gun, they can maim you by shooting one of your legs. I mean, get the person to go down. Don't kill them. So the gun deaths are a result of bad policing, bad training, improper protocol, improper procedure, and no leadership. And a lot of the mortality figures coming in cities like Chicago from guns, from deaths related to police, are directly related to an overbearing street. Like, it's almost like the street cops have taken over driving around shielded vehicles. There's no on-the-street beat activity. Cops aren't becoming human to people. There's a big disconnect. And the gang warfare going on in Chicago is causing a lot of other deaths and gunshots. There's like 12 gunshots a day in Chicago, 3.5 of which lead to death in Chicago every day. That's something we have to address. And it's not just Chicago. It's around the country. So getting cops to behave a lot more carefully will be part of my plan. Also, with the sensitivity training courses, will be a family care option, so that anybody, any kind of domestic violence situation where there's children, and there usually is, the cops will be trained like CPS officers are today, because I plan on phasing out the CPS. I want to put them to pasture. All of the CPS employees will be given their severances and walking. We won't have any more of them. They've screwed up. The truth is, 50,000 kids a year are missing. We need more detectives in the police departments and less street cops, less speed guns. The speed gun thing is going on forever. It's like a revenue machine. No cops in America will be allowed to apprehend your assets. An asset seizure right now in some states is through the roof. Cops will pull people over and find a, like in Oklahoma, if they pull you over and find a marijuana cigarette or a joint, they can seize everything in your bank account. I'm not kidding. You know, you could go without cannabis for years. It's not a physical addiction. There's no come down when you go off of cannabis. There is a psychological yearning, but it's not a physical, like the heebie-jeebies you get when you come off cigarettes or alcohol or heroin. I don't know, because I'm not a cigarette, alcohol, or heroin addict. Yeah. Yeah, we need to stop this asset forfeiture thing. The cops are abusing it. And this is it may be going on at the DEA level. That's fine. But the cops, local cops, state cops, forget it. That's not happening. You're stealing money from people. So opening the door to a marijuana-based solution to our economy and mobile medical units will lower the cost of healthcare, create a bypass to our healthcare crisis, mind you, I'm not going to in any way shut any private healthcare facility down. We want everybody to open up competition. We just want to take the slack off, because right now the slack, meaning people, poor people, indigents, illegals, are using our system and draining it so that when you go to a doctor or an ER visit and you're a citizen of the United States, you're going to be charged $1,500 for the first hour. And if you stay the day, you could get hit with a $15,000 bill. And I'm not kidding. Everybody I talk to gets hit with $15,000 bills now in my area when they go to the doctor or go to the hospital for one day. So Trump isn't addressing any of these issues. He's not using my idea. He mentioned it during the campaign, mobile medical units, but he's not using my idea because it's hard to implement. They're blowing that off. Believe me, Trump is about cutting corners, not about doing the hard work of building a mobile medical unit system in one of our big cities like Detroit. Detroit could actually be the maker of these units. They need the business. We need to infuse money into their economy. It's a win-win for everybody. People can be trained at the mobile medical unit centrally located, say, in and around where they're being produced. And then they would go home by flight to their home, and then they're ready to start working as soon as the mobile medical unit arrives when it's built. In the meantime, you're trained and ready and certified as an EMT for the mobile medical unit. So a lot of people will have job opportunities. We'll be running shifts of six people around the clock. These units will be running 24/7 with a security guard. There will never be a time without any personnel on staff. They may not have six people at the late hours, but we may have two or three people and a security guard. Oh, I've gone years without cannabis. Yeah, decades. I enjoyed it when I was younger. And I found that it was such a relief that when I encountered a tremendous amount of stress later in life, it helped me get through that time. It really did. It lowers the stress level for people with PTSD as well. And it's shown to be beneficial for Parkinson's, seizures. Kids are being given a spray of CBD oil, which is not in any way psychoactive. And they get a benefit. The seizures go away almost instantly. I think I may have a video of you to show you. Yeah. So Ivanka's coming out. She's with Angela Merkel. They're coming out. The big coming out of Ivanka today. Very interesting. Yeah. She was at the W20 conference schmoozing with all the bigwigs. She handles herself very well. I admire Ivanka and her effort to hold the ship together. She and Jared probably, are the backbone of Trump's entire operation. The problem is neither one of them are too aware of the power of the New World Order. I doubt either one of them has a clue as to what they're immersed in. And it runs deep. Still waters run deep, and these people have tremendous amount of power. Melania has been sidelined. She's costing $1 million a day.
He's raw.
And he tells it as it is. Yeah. I think she's a little bit frightened to live with him. Anyway, we're ending our radio show. Thank you for listening to this recorded broadcast. If you're watching this or listening to this at Archive, listen to us any night for virtual interactive chat on political ideas. Thanks for listening. I'm David Spahn. I'm signing off. Take care.